That's great.
Keep busy.
Thanks, Willie.
Hey, love to all you guys and Charlie. Just enjoy the heck out of retirement.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Stay
break
crazy.
Leg, Willie.
All right, bye.
Our retirement party continues at FX McCurry's. We'll be back in just a minute here at KJR-FM.
The greatest hits of the 70s, KJR-FM, brings you the greatest group of the 70s. Mac is back. Fleetwood Mac. Get close to the band.
You're going
to
be in the first row.
All right.
You can't get any closer, can you?
Well, funny you should ask.
Become a member of Fleetwood Mac's entourage.
That's it.
You go wherever they go.
Right on.
Backstage.
I am there.
Fancy restaurants.
Welcome to Dick's. May I take your order?
Everywhere. Almost everywhere.
Join the Fleetwood Mac entourage.
It's the next best thing to being in the band.
Entourage details Monday morning.
From your Fleetwood Mac reunion concert headquarters, 95.7 KJR-FM.
He's done it again. Wade B. Cook, America's premier financial strategist, has sent another book to your local bookstore. Bear Market Baloney is now available everywhere. This new book shatters the myths of bearish commentators. His bestsellers, Wall Street Money Machine and Stock Market Miracles, refine the most powerful money-making strategies behind the market today. And here's a special announcement. An associate of best-selling author investor Wade Cook will be teaching his Stock Market Miracles Financial Clinic in your area. Call 1-800-872-7411 for exact times and locations. And to reserve your seat, the cost is only $22 when you pre-register. Discover rolling stocks, proxy investing, dividend capturing, writing covered calls, and how to create a great portfolio. It's all covered, and you can be there to hear it for yourself. Don't miss it. Space is limited, so call now. 1-800-872-7411. That's 1-800-872-7411. For Wade Cook's Financial Clinic.
Hey, Seattle.
It's hot.
At the all-new Sound Mazda Suzuki Hyundai. 97 clearance is hot.
Every price.
Every payment.
Every remaining 97 clearance price at our brand-new location.
Where I-405 meets Highway 167 in Renton.
Just minutes from South Center.
Get big savings on new Protégés, 626s, Accent.
B2300s and X90s.
Even one Sidekick as low as $10,788.
Yes. Imagine driving a new 97 four-door sport utility for under 11 grand.
Plus, get low 3.9 financing on select new Mazda and Hyundai.
Even rebates up to $3,500.
And don't forget our huge selection of quality used Chevys, Fords, Nissans.
Even Hondas and Toyotas.
It's 97 clearance at Sound Mazda Suzuki Hyundai.
And it's hot.
The all-new Sound Mazda Suzuki Hyundai.
Where volume meets value.
And 405 meets 167 in Renton.
Call 1-888-91-SOUND. That's 1-888-91-SOUND.
Prices plus tax and license. ID's a dealer. 3.9 for 48 months on approved credit. Sale ends 9/7/97.
Okay, come on.
All right, well, with that,
Mercy. Yeah.
You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, explain that
no,
one.
No, I think not. I think that goes without explanation, Norm. Nice try, though. Oh, brother.
It's Charlie, Mary, and Ty's last day at KJR-FM, and we've been doing a lot of reminiscing over the last 3 hours. A lot of old air check bits, we call them, you know, audio recordings of stuff that's been on the radio and in Bellingham and Spokane and Seattle. And speaking of Spokane and Seattle and Bellingham.
Oh, my God.
It's Steve West who worked with me, too, up in Bellingham and later at KJR and now is the owner of a Tacoma radio station. And
the water.
And
KH2O.
Yeah. And there he is, Charlie. It's Steve West.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Charlie. It's fun to be here.
Oh, my old buddy, Steve West.
Gosh, I was thinking about it. I think you and I started working together in Bellingham in 1966, and between Bellingham and Spokane and Seattle, just years and years and years, and had the opportunity and the fortune to be a good friend of yours and Kimberly's, and it's been a great, great situation. And I just thought it would be nice. It was fun to be invited to be able to come down and congratulate you after on this retirement party and after 30 years of getting up every morning at 7 o'clock. And,
oh, thanks.
Yeah.
6:30, Steve. Come on.
Oh, 6:30? It's 30. Earlier than I thought, right? Yeah. No, I just, you know, I'm worried about you a little bit. And as I was coming across the I-90 bridge this morning, this white van went screaming by me, and I looked on the side as it went by, and it said, Slick Watts, Slick and Clean Carpet Cleaning Company.
Oh, no.
And Slick was driving.
No.
Yeah.
No.
And I thought, okay, there's something for Charlie to do.
You knew he wasn't retiring after
That's
all.
That's right.
Retirement.
Okay, yeah. Slick was on his way down here. Oh, this is fun. What a great group. And Mick McHugh that owns FX McCrory's. I saw Mick, and I thought back to the days at KJR when Mick and his partner at that time, Tim Fernstall, were building this place, and they were going, how are we going to get this thing started and get the word out? And it was you who came down here on St. Patrick's Day and said, you know, we got to put St. Patrick's Day back into Seattle's culture and lifestyle, and we're going to kick this whole thing off with FX McCrory's and a brand new restaurant on St. Patrick's Day. And boy, I tell you, it did work. The next year, Leroy Neiman came in and painted all these things and whatever. But Charlie, I remember that first year when we had a big client party down here before we even opened up to the public.
Yeah, that's right. Boy, what fun times those were. You know, Steve, you always come up, of course, because we're such good buds. Steve, I didn't know who Steve was at KPUG in Bellingham when I first started in radio. And I don't know how long you were there prior to me arriving and Gary Shannon and then Norm Gregory. We all kind of started up there. But I came in those days, you had to sign what's called a transmitter log. And I went to go sign my transmitter log, which was a rarity, I might say. And I grabbed the log and I started to write, and there was dotted my signature in dots, as if, you know, connect the dots. And it said, have fun, Steve.
Well, you were working nights, and I was working mornings.
That's right.
And I thought, you know, here's kind of this new guy that I don't know, and we never see each other because it's at the opposite end of the clock. And
That was great.
Tracy Mitchell's on the line.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Tracy
Mitchell. Oh, that was the producer. Yeah. Nobody else heard that.
That's
oh,
no. Right.
Well, I haven't been on the air in a number of years. I don't understand this stuff. Yeah. You know, like
we
amazing.
Might bring Tracy in because you guys all know Tracy really, really well.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yes. Should we bring him up?
I just wanted to say, too, it was nice to hear Tom Murphy on the air.
Wasn't it, though?
And I don't know if you talked to him off the air, not to get a little advice, but he got out of radio, too, didn't he, in 75?
Yeah.
Yeah, the last I checked, he was spinning tapes at a religious station, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think so, something like that.
Playing God or something like that.
Yeah.
And now, Steve, you're from disc jockey to program director to general manager, and your whole huge success over at... .5 is all I remember.
96.5, KSRX,
KSRX.
Yeah, fun time with that station, fun time with KSW before that. And I, like you, decided that I was going to get out of radio when KXRX was sold. And it took me about 4 months. Decided that I missed it tremendously. And not being too bright, I decided to see if I shouldn't get into ownership. And so bought a station down in Tacoma with some other people. And
home of the Rainiers.
Yeah, home of the Rainiers and the brand new Sabercats hockey team and Washington State Cougar football. And we're doing a good job down there. There's a million people live in the South Sound that have not had a local station for a number of years to report on things other than just necessarily what seems to be bad. And there's a lot of good going on in the South Sound. And so we're having a lot of fun down there doing that. But today's payroll, so yesterday was calling in receivables. And I found out what owning a small business is like, and it is everything that's been said. And I found out you were retiring. Somebody called me and said, I saw an article in the paper, Charlie's retiring. I said, you're kidding, what's he going to do? And he said, he's going into the bakery business with Kimberly. I said, what?
Yeah, that home-baked software business.
Yeah, that's exactly how that came about. So I grabbed the Times and I read Chuck Taylor's column and it's home-baked software business. And I went, whoa, boy, they don't read very well either, do they? They never listen good and they don't read well either.
No. Didn't you love that picture in that particular article to Mr. Brown? I think they got it out of a high school yearbook.
Yeah,
that
was good.
Young and cute.
That was about Bellingham. It's.
That was about Bellingham. Steven, it's been a pleasure working with you. Thanks for showing up.
Oh, I wouldn't miss this for anything. I just, all the luck to you and Kimberly both, and you'll have a great time out there.
You're the best.
Right. Hey, Steve, stick around and say hi to Tracy Mitchell.
I will.
Hey, Tracy, are you there?
Hello.
There he is.
I just wanted to say that, Steve, I haven't heard that good of a radio pitch for your station down in Tacoma.
Hey, he's not proud.
Tracy's in Boise, and
Doing overnights, Tracy?
Yeah, doing overnights. And their commercials sell for $12.50 a piece.
Oh, no, we're up to 15 now.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, 15 a hauler. Of course, that's a tap plan.
That's right.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Chuck. How are you?
I am terrific.
Well, I am so happy to hear your voice again.
Yeah, well, likewise, one of the best all-time radio disc jockeys, Kimberly, still says, you know, oh, you guys ought to get Tracy Mitchell back, man. He was the best.
I'm so happy to hear you, and I'm so happy for your retirement, buddy. That's great. We've been trying for years to get you off the air.
I know you have. Oh, darn it.
Hey, you know, when Norm called me last week, and he said, I want you to think of a Charlie Brown story, and the only one I could come up with, Chuck, you remember the Westport fishing trip?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when all...
Oh, I have the pictures.
Steve, you remember how we used Chuck to chum for the fish?
Oh, yeah.
You.
Yeah, that's right. He and Don Patrick.
Oh, gosh. It was great. Wherever Chuck stood, that person caught fish.
Oh, yeah. I know it. I've got that stuff in midair.
Oh, that's true. I'll tell you what. But I didn't let it get me down, by golly.
Well, I'm so very happy for you, Chuck.
Now the water off Westport's 70 degrees, and they're catching marlin.
Oh, my, yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, you left town at a bad time because real estate values are turning tropical here, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie, you and Tracy both had a little time in Dallas.
That's true.
They had the same station.
That's right.
Yeah.
Remember those days? I used to go out to Alki and take pictures back towards the city and send them down so you could put them on the refrigerator. And I think they only lasted about 4 months and missed Seattle and had to come back. And Tracy, how long did you make? You were down there a couple years, weren't you?
No, I was down there about 9 months.
Okay, well, yeah, we used to send pictures of Boise for you. And that worked, too.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, guys. Steve West and Tracy Mitchell. Wow, there's a flash, huh? Hey, you remember, this is another thing. We just celebrated Elvis's the death of Elvis, 20 years.
Elvis died.
The day Elvis died was Kimberly's first day.
Really?
Yeah, and she always remembers what an incredible creative team effort it was to put a retrospective together on the air. I mean, just the incredible fly-by-night sticking together of a phenomenal piece of broadcast history.
Hey, Steve, that was an incredible feat.
Yeah. I think that... Hey, you know, people don't know because we're an audio medium, they don't know what goes and can't see what goes on behind the scenes. Yeah. But we were grabbing pieces of actualities or audio tape from Elvis. A lot of it came from a series that was done by the BBC in England. And we were pulling pieces together and cutting and splicing. And we would literally finish one tape and run it into the control room as the tape before was running out. And it was a three-hour special that we started working on when we got the word that Elvis had died in the early afternoon, and had it on the air at 6 o'clock that night, and I think ran till 9, and then stayed up again all that night re-editing so we could run it. I remember Eric Lasitas' column in the Seattle Times the next day talked about the crowds of people that were sitting at Golden Gardens. With tears in their eyes and just mesmerized by what was happening on KJR radio. That was an amazing day.
That was a real highlight, an excellent highlight.
Tracy Mitchell, one of the all-time great jocks and program directors of KJR, and Steve West, one of the all-time creative talents.
Boy, Stevie, you could always pull it out, buddy.
Yeah. It was so-so on the air, but God, it was creative as hell. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Chuck, the very best to you. Give my love to Kimberly, and God bless you, buddy.
Likewise. Thanks so much.
Right. Same for me, Charlie. You guys just have a great time.
Thanks, right. Steve. Steve West and Tracy Mitchell call in from Boise as our retirement party continues at FX McCrory's on KJR-FM.
Superstar Saturday.
Superstar Saturday is all double play.
But listen for the Mariners' triple play this Saturday. For family four packs of M's tickets. When you hear three songs in a row from the same artist among our double play, be the 95th caller for family four packs of M's tickets. Triple play.
Three is a magic number.
Go M's.
Saturday on the greatest hits of the 70s, 95.7 KJR-FM.
Attention, if you are suffering from depression, this is an important message for you from the Seattle Clinical Research Center.
If you or someone you care about suffers from symptoms of depression, such as
poor sleep,
feelings of sadness,
difficulty concentrating,
fatigue,
changing appetite,
low energy,
feelings of hopelessness,
please don't wait. Call 624-2078 today. The Seattle Clinical Research Center is studying an investigational medication for depression. Eligible participants receive a thorough physical assessment and a psychological evaluation. All services are provided at no cost to those who qualify. Call 624-2078. The Seattle Clinical Research Center specializes in research on investigational medications for a variety of disorders. Call today to set up a telephone screen and hear more about the available programs. Seattle Clinical Research Center, 624-2078, 624-2078.
I'm Tom Shane. This real customer was not paid for this commercial and was asked to speak openly.
The new store is great. It's worth the drive. From Kent, I spend more time, and it's not in the commute up to the new store, but it's actually in the new store because there's a lot more to see, more pearls, more diamonds, more whatever you're looking for. They had quite an array of choices. I like it a lot. It's a lot bigger. We didn't have to search for a parking spot and drive around the block a million times. I'd rate them a 10. I was treated very well. I like the merchandise. The people are really wonderful. The Shane Company is the only place that I will shop for my jewelry. I won't go to any place else. I'm happy. I'm a satisfied customer. I feel I've gotten a good deal, and I feel that I will continue to get good deals and wonderful jewelry.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, the Shane Company.
Hi, I'm the normal guy.
And I'm the super guy.
We're here to tell you about Lamont's Super Sale.
Lamont's Super Sale!
That's why he's the super guy. But you got to admit, when savings at Lamont's are
20 to 60% off,
it's worth projecting a little.
Super!
Yes, it is. Friday and Saturday get amazing bonus specials on name brand fashions, accessories, and items for the home.
Super!
Levi's, Dockers, Arrow, Raffaella, Corette, Nike, you know these names.
Super names!
Super savings.
Super!
There you have it. The Lamont's Super Sale with 20 to 60% off. The only normal response is
one big super!
Attention all toddlers and parents. Crawl, toddle, walk, whatever, to Lamont's Baby Sale. For 4 days, save 30 to 50% on everything for baby. Choose your favorite name brands, like 50% off Carter's Layette, bodysuits, gowns, blankets. Take 50% off Health Tech, Oshkosh, and Carter's Playwear for infants and toddlers. Save on everything for baby. Playwear, sleepwear, gifts, accessories, Layette. So the next time you hear baby cry, it may be his or her way of saying, take me to Lamont's Baby Sale.
Welcome to your state. I'm your guide.
Excuse me?
97 acres. You could get lost.
Imagine being filthy rich. You could be with the Bravo Car Million Dollar Wheel and Win Game. Get your Bravo game card in the September 6th TV Guide or your September 7th Sunday paper.
And there's your chocolate warehouse.
You could become a millionaire if your game card is an exact match to a puzzle solution on the syndicated version of Wheel of Fortune during the week of September 8th. Or you could win a trip to Universal Studios Hollywood.
A dolphin pool?
The Bravo Card Million Dollar Wheel and Win Game.
And I am your pool boy.
Credit and extra credit. Bravo. Use it where you see the Nova sign.
No purchase necessary. It's $9.1997. For official rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Bravo Wheel of Fortune request. P.O. Box 5222, Blair, Nebraska 68009 by 9/19/97. Washington and Vermont residents may omit return postage. Must be 18 or older, void in Florida, and where prohibited by law. $1 million grand prize paid $25,000 per year for 40 years.
Well, here's PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
Hey, Bob, what's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Let me guess. Is it that you feel you're not getting the most out of your company's computer system and software applications?
Why, yes. How did you know?
You just had that look.
Really?
Anyway, what you need is a computer training class at CompUSA's Training Supercenter.
Do you have any information on this?
Bob, CompUSA can get your staff up to speed on all the most popular applications, graphics, database, word processing, spreadsheets, everything from Windows 95 to the Internet to Macintosh.
Sounds like just what my company needs.
Great. And when you need more advanced training, there's CompUSA's Advanced Technology Training Classes, where they teach Novell, CNA, CNE, Windows NT, MCSE, Lotus Notes, Visual Basic, C++, and more.
Wow.
You're impressed.
Yeah, that you got through it.
Bob, when your company works smarter, you'll feel much better.
I already do.
So what does your company do again?
Do? Boy, that computer training is going to help in more ways than I thought.
I guess so.
With over 5,000 computer products at guaranteed low prices, CompUSA is the computer superstore. call 1-800-COMP-USA for the store nearest you or shop online at www.COMPUSA.com.
Hello, Charlie. This is a voice from your past. I worked in the same star-studded cast with you at KJR AM from 1973 to 1980, back when that little tin can was a veritable cash cow for Lester Smith and Danny Kaye. Trouble was, the only guy that actually got paid any big cash was you. And I'm still a little bit ticked over that. But as I am in the middle of closing a big deal for Rogers & Company, the finest advertising agency in North America, and may not be able to make it down there for your last show, I wanted to call and wish you well and let you know two things. Number one, it was truly my pleasure to have had the opportunity to work with you during what were some really exciting years in the radio business. You have always been a major market talent, and it was always a treat to watch a pro work. And number two, I am one of thousands of radio listeners in Western Washington who just want to say thank you for the many mornings of smiles and good times. You did the job. You delivered the most precious of all commodities, those little tiny moments of joy and amusement and wonder that make us all forget, at least for a few minutes, how difficult and dangerous the world can be at times. You've done good, Charlie. I wish you and your family the very best. May you all stay forever young. Warmest regards, Chet Rogers.
Chet Rogers, the world's greatest rock and roll news
man. Absolutely.
He and Gary Lockwood did, of course, Police Block Afternoons.
Yes.
And my stars, what a legendary bit that was.
Yeah, it was nice of him to call. Let's take one more caller. Right? It's an old friend of yours. The Bogwan's on the line, Charlie.
Oh,
the Bogwan.
Oh,
the Bogwan, our spiritual leader.
Our religious and spiritual leader. Lo, those many years. Hey, Boggy.
Chuck, how the heck, Sam, heck you doing?
Good.
Hey, William R. Cody here, Cody and Associates Worldwide Enterprise, your friendly neighbor at Snap-on Tool Man. Just what the hell is going on down there?
Well, you know, Mary and Ty and I have decided to march on into the sunset together after having a pretty good run, huh, Mary?
Pretty much.
A
good
run.
12 years, it's been a long run.
And make way for you young ones.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I'll make this short and sweet. I know you guys are probably working on a few toddies down there this morning, so I just wanted to say thanks for the memories, and it's been a good run, and thanks a lot to you and Ty and Mary and everybody concerned.
Well, you know, Mr. Cody, I have to tell you that now that Charlie's retired, he's going to be doing quite a few home projects.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's going to need some Snap-on tools.
Mary, you are so right.
Sure. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to refer you over to one of my colleagues in crime because, actuality, old William R. Cody's not with Snap-on tools anymore.
Oh, no.
What? You got caught?
You got busted?
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm with a company called Hydrotex. What we are is
Hydro what?
Hydrotex.
I thought you said hydrosex. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's underwater.
No, what we do is it's a petroleum company up here in Seattle.
And you sell petroleum, do you?
Yes, we sell petroleum up here now.
That's nice.
But, you know, we can turn you over to some of my colleagues in crime for those tools over there, up over there in God's country.
Mary loved that tool belt of yours.
Oh, baby, that was the biggest,
she's
ruggedest,
gonna miss it.
Firmest tool belt
you're gonna have
I ever
get used
saw.
To lubricants, Mary.
Yeah. Well, he's got petroleum.
I
that's
know.
Good.
I
you know, we are your lubrication solution partner.
Thanks, Mr. Cody.
All right.
Hey, Norman, I gotta enter. Thanks, bud.
Yeah, okay, guys.
There's the Bogwan. Can you explain him? Do we have to? Or
I don't think you
just
should.
Get by it.
I don't know.
Right.
Hey, Boggy.
He's gone.
Oh,
okay.
Darn.
We'll get to the Boggy here in a second. He'll come back.
Yeah.
This is a lady named Betty, and Betty worked for Dick's Drive-In at a time when, we kind of got in trouble on the air.
Charlie, you got busted. You Michael took you off for 2 days.
Yeah. We got suspended for talking, not necessarily about dicks. Do you want to tell a story, Betty? Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was...
Well, it was dialing for dicks, and the comments that were made were things that I had heard for years and years, especially at about 2 o'clock in the morning when all the drunks had gotten kicked out of the bars and came in to get burgers.
Uh-huh.
And wanted a large dick or other assorted comments, and you guys kind of took off on that and got in a bit of trouble, but I was driving into work, and I was just rolling. I had a hard time driving because I was laughing so hard, and you guys got in trouble for the whole thing, and I was talking to all the other managers that morning, and we were wondering if you were really doing this, and you actually did end up getting some gift certificates and giving to the people that called in, but I wanted you to remember us. It's a Dick's T-shirt. Actually,
it says, Dick's, where taste is the difference.
Oh, and isn't that the truth?
Like they don't.
Is that with cheese or not?
That's with extra sauce, honey.
Yeah, Betty, that's funny. You know, we talked about that, and we thought, gee, we haven't heard from Dick's.
They never acknowledged it. It's like they didn't want to take part.
This is the first time you've heard about it?
First time we've heard from Dick's, I think.
Yeah, a long time.
Now, Betty says that they sent us some passes that must have gone to the promotion department.
Yeah,
sure,
Darryl
Truck Rogers probably kept them, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Betty.
Well, Mr. O'Shea,
so
who was glad to hear that story again.
Yeah, he's
brought back some wonderful memories. And taking the phone calls. My recollection is we suspended you for
I'll never forget that meeting either.
I took you out to the woodshed.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, but it was a three-day weekend, and somehow we didn't get to spend the whole 3 days. It was like we had to come in one day, and then we had to take the suspension. So it wasn't convenient.
Well, it took us a while to make up our minds. I also remember running an ad in the newspaper that said, oops.
Yeah, the
Because of a word that you said on, or actually, it wasn't even you, it was one of your listeners that said on the air, and we had to apologize for that. I've spent the better part of my life apologizing for the Charlie, Ty, and Mary show.
Well, Michael once said to us, the general manager of Cube at the time, and now part owner of KJR FM and New Central Media, that Charlie said, because I was apologetic, and he said, if I weren't apologizing for you, you wouldn't be doing your job.
That's true. That's just, that goes with the territory, and we always strive to operate in good taste.
Where taste is the difference, sir. Dick's, where taste is the difference.
Occasionally, we'll...
it's a grab bag of Dick's.
Well, let's get off of this subject. What do you...
Good idea.
We have actually a presentation that we'd like to make.
Oh, really?
At this moment, and we've invited Kimberly Brown to join us here on stage. And Daryl...
We don't want to make
Truck
a call,
Rogers, if you would do the honors, please. Because Charlie, New Century Media and KJR is happy to present you and Kimberly and Tag with round trip tickets to. Can we cue the Hawaiian music?
Is it round trip?
Well, I think it's
sure?
round trip. Wait a minute.
Yeah, hold on a second.
To the Big Island of Hawaii. To a place that is magical to all of us called Kona Village.
Whoa!
For you guys to take your youngster and enjoy at some park this fall, whenever the rains start pounding the Emerald City, to escape to the sunshine and the majesty of Kona Village. And I'm presenting you here with it is round trip. You do get to come home. Round trip tickets. And Kimberly, here's a brochure on where you're going to be staying. All
you better
accommodations
give Kimberly the tickets.
And,
Charlie will lose them.
So congratulations, you guys. We're happy to have a wonderful send-off like this and enjoy.
Thank you.
Boy, these are nice, too.
Hey, that's stay great. Away from those.
I was touching the flowers. Anyway, congratulations to you two. Enjoy your trip to Hawaii and enjoy your retirement. And a couple of years from now, we'll drag you out of retirement and try to figure something else to start over.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah.
Wow, what a
thanks.
Treat.
That's great.
You want to say anything to Mr. O'Shea, sweetheart?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mrs. Brown freezes up.
Yeah. This has been quite a day. It's been like a high school reunion and an anniversary party all rolled into one. The visitors that have come by have expressed heartfelt feelings, and we've told a lot of jokes, and we've
told a lot of untruths.
I don't think there's been any exaggerating right. going on today whatsoever. Because with Charlie Brown and his career and his life, you just don't need to exaggerate. He's kind of a walking exaggeration anyway. But it's been a terrific, for me personally, a terrific 17 years to be associated with you and to have you on two of our radio stations. And I do have to remind you, this is the second time that he has retired from KJR. And maybe the third time will be the charm.
I'll sit there with no teeth. Hey, kiddies. Led Zeppelin.
I had wished you had brought your alarm clock down, and we had put it right here and taken a sledgehammer
what a great idea.
Like Gallagher would do.
Well, John Curley gave us a new alarm clock.
Let's imagine.
Okay.
We could do one with the old one.
Smash it to smithereens. Norm, yeah. Congratulations on a terrific job on this
show. Thank you.
I think we have a few more guests lined up, too.
Hopefully. Hopefully we'll get a couple of more in here before 10. You're not done yet.
I'm not?
No. No taping out today.
Yeah. Oh, the longest show you've done since we started, I think.
Thanks to God, Timon.
All right.
4 hours.
We'll be back, and FX McCrory's here as the retirement fire for Charlie, Ty, and Mary continues on KJR-FM.
He's done it. New book shatters the myths of bearish commentators. His bestsellers, Wall Street Money Machine and Stock Market Miracles, refine the most powerful money-making strategies behind the market today. And here's a special announcement. An associate of best-selling author investor Wade Cook will be teaching his Stock Market Miracles Financial Clinic in your area. Call 1-800-872-7411 for exact times and locations. And to reserve your seat, the cost is only $22 when you pre-register. Discover rolling stocks, proxy investing, dividend capturing, writing covered calls, and how to create a great portfolio. It's all covered, and you can be there to hear it for yourself. Don't miss it. Space is limited, so call now. 1-800-872-7411. That's 1-800-872-7411. For Wade Cook's Financial Clinic.
Ah, summer. You're taking lots of pictures. Your daughter's baseball team, your son's graduation, your future brother-in-law at his bachelor party. You know, happy summer memories. But now, where do you take your film? That warehouse club with grab-your-own-photos bin?
Hello? Anyone seen my pictures?
Or maybe the drugstore. But last time your pictures came back kind of gray, like they needed some pills. Isn't there a better place to take your film? What about Kit's cameras? What about Kit's number one rated Ultra Prints, ready in 1 hour? Are they as good as everyone says? Why, yes. And now you're thinking extra prints. Join Kit's Premier Club and you'll get a second set free with every roll you bring in. Or get an 8x10 enlargement so everyone can see the fun. Your brother-in-law will appreciate that. And now, for every roll of film you bring to Kit's, $1 goes to the Gary Payton Foundation to benefit Big Brothers and Zion Prep Academy. Hey, there's lots of places to take your film. But for great pictures, go to the pros at Kit's Cameras.
When I became a mother, I swore I would never say to my kids, "It won't be funny when someone loses an eye." Then Eddie picked up a lawn dart. I pledged never to say, "I hope you have children just like you someday." Then Annie learned to write on the living room wall. I vowed to teach them common sense, like, there's no such thing as a free meal. Then we went to Applebee's, where there is such a thing as a free meal. Because when I order one of my Applebee's favorites, like blackened chicken salad or riblets, one of the kids gets a free meal off the kids' menu. That's any time, Monday through Thursday, for kids 12 and under. So, as we enjoy a tasty meal, I tell the kids, eat everything on your plate. And they say, don't worry, Applebee's doesn't serve your lima beans. I hope their kids act just like them one day.
You belong at Applebee's.
Monday through Thursday, kids 12 and under receive one free item from the kids' menu when an adult entree is purchased. Stop by Applebee's today.
You know, the picture on your new TV looks great, but the sound is awful.
Believe me, I know. I gotta get a stereo hi-fi VCR to improve my sound, like that one made by Magnavox I've seen for only $189.
So you're willing to pay $30 too much?
What?
Video Only's got that same exact VCR for just $159.
$30 less?
And they're selling that awesome-sounding Sony VCR for only $199.
I haven't seen it anywhere else for lower than $229.
You pay $229 and...
I know. I'll be sorry.
And if you really want your movie sound to come alive, you ought to get that Yamaha 250-watt ProLogic receiver with cinema surround sound.
The one on sale for $399.
Try $299 at Video Only.
They've got a 250-watt Yamaha for $100 less?
That's why you always, always have to check out Video Only before you buy.
For home theater, VCRs, camcorders, TVs, and DSS, you've got to come to Video Only. Always the best deals from the top name brands. Because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Tacoma, Federal Way, South Center, Bellevue, Seattle, and Linwood, Video Only.
Wednesday night, September 10th, live in concert at the Emerald Queen Casino, it's REO Speedwagon. REO Speedwagon at the Emerald Queen Casino, September 10th. With special guest, Starship, featuring Mickey Thomas. REO Speedwagon and Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, September 10th at the Emerald Queen Casino in Tacoma. Tickets available at Ticketmaster or call the Emerald Queen at 1-888-831-ROLL. 888-831-ROLL. REO Speedwagon and Starship featuring Mickey Thomas, 8 o'clock September 10th at the Emerald Queen Casino in Tacoma. The Emerald Queen Casino, the Northwest's premier gaming and entertainment facility.
Join Casey Summers on Friday night at the Muckleshoot Casino in Auburn. She'll be there after work from 5 to 7, so stop by with your 70s club card and enter to win fabulous prizes, including a chance at $1,000 from the prize computer.
What's on your list today? You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
Hey, how would you like to win a $5,000 shopping spree at Fred Meyer? Well, you can. Compliments of Duracell batteries. No battery is stronger, longer. Enter to win at the photoelectronics department or any Duracell display location throughout the store. Fill out an entry blank. Send it in by September 30th and find out if you won one of many prizes, including a $5,000 shopping spree to spend at your favorite Fred Meyer on new clothes, furniture, stereo equipment, TVs, or maybe even a camcorder. Speaking of camcorders, pick up the longest-lasting camcorder battery you can buy from Duracell. You can also find Duracell batteries for your camera as well as everyday needs at everyday low prices. Just imagine a grand prize of $5,000 or even a first prize of $3,000 to spend any way you like at Fred Meyer. Look for the sweepstakes entry form at any Duracell battery location. You'll find it at Fred Meyer.
What's this music for, DR?
Patrick Cube, Hoedown. Hoedown. Some sort of report or some weekend report.
Well, we got to do the, like an entertainment guy.
I don't have any control.
What?
This is kind of an entertainment guide we got. It's called the Country Cube Hoedown Lowdown.
Hi. Welcome to the Country Cube Hoedown Lowdown. Appearing all this week at Fabulous Riverside in Tukwila, Ira Allen and the Palomino Writers.
Appearing at the Longhorn Bar and Grill in the U District, Lee Rogers and Stampede Pass.
You forgot the part about dance lessons.
Oh, dance lessons on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And don't forget the big amateur talent show on Monday nights.
Hot horse spit. And Montana's near SeaTac, J.D. Hogg and Hotfoot. And remember, for the latest updates in local country music, entertainment, keep listening to Country Q. For the Hoedown Lowdown.
You forgot our new slogan.
What's our new slogan?
If you can hear it, you're in it. Country Q.
Thank you very much. Good morning. And for those of you who are a little upset this morning, don't worry about it. We're a little upset ourselves. Yeah. We're not quite sure what the hay is going on here.
We stick our brand on it. 51 minutes of stereo country music each hour, or our name is Mud. It's the Cube Country Music Guarantee. If you catch us playing less than 51 minutes of music, you can hog tie us. Remember, if you can hear us, you're in it.
We're in it, all right. Right up to here. You got a newscast in there?
Yeah.
Let's get this over with. We're running late here. It's 6:37,
well,
Cube
you know
93.
Why I'm doing the news?
Why?
I think you ought to, try and find some phone numbers and call back east.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay.
That was an April Fool's joke on KUB Radio.
Yeah.
Getting jingles made and everything.
Yeah, that was Michael O'Shea's, idea and Michael O'Shea's production, and we all got, you know, the funnest parts of radio, getting in and doing stuff like that, and that was one of them. And people were calling up. I just started listening to you guys. It was really great.
Program director Bob Case thought it was his idea, didn't you, Bob?
Okay.
Wasn't that your idea, Bob?
What's the question?
Bob is.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was my idea.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I knew it was one of you guys.
Everything you did in the last 15 years, Charlie, was my idea.
The truth is out.
Absolutely. How are you? What have you done?
He's leaving, Bob.
Mary and Ty and I are kissing the sunset.
Oh, my God.
It's
unbelievable.
Isn't it weird?
Well, I was thinking here, reflecting back on our relationship, Charlie, and realized that I am a graduate. I am one of a few working graduates of the Charlie Brown School of Broadcasting.
Yeah, Vic already told the story about how you guys paid $1,200 to this
did
character.
Did you really
We
pay?
Did. It was an absolute ripoff. Charlie had stolen the answers to the FCC questionnaire for the first-class license, and we just went in there and copied them all down and then went and took the test, and he charged us $2,000 for it.
$2,000?
It was just
Another one in a great line of Charlie Brown scam.
You know what? I never saw a cent. Maynard got all of it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Something like he wanted to pay for the equipment in the studio or something. I don't know. Some silly thing.
You know, Charlie, I was thinking about some of the memories that I've had with all of us, you know, together as a team. We've been together for so long. But one of my greatest memories is playing poker at your house. And he had just remodeled his kitchen, Ty. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And he had gotten one of these newfangled ovens that was not only an oven, but it was also a microwave. And Charlie stuck his head in the oven and turned the microwave on.
And look where he is today.
And look what happened.
Yeah, but the thing I remember about that is he didn't get a new refrigerator, and we were looking for a beer. Opened up a refrigerator, and there was a science lab brewing in there.
but Ty, do you remember our trip to Disney World in Florida? Have you guys talked about this?
No, because the Disney people were here.
Yeah.
Oh, they were.
Hermina was here.
Hermina's here as we speak.
Well, maybe we shouldn't mention that.
Well, no, it was a wonderful trip. We had a great experience, and thanks to Disney for putting us up. But my memory is Charlie's one-on-one, up-close-and-personal conversation with President Lincoln in the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, yeah.
He seriously bonded that night with all of the presidents.
It was deeply touching. It's a great show. I recommend it for everyone.
It was a lot of fun. But I got to say, Charlie, in all seriousness, I learned so much from you. And you have been such an inspiration for me in my measly little career. And, you know, taught me how to communicate openly and honestly with an audience and with listeners. And you also taught me that, you know, if you're going to step on an intro of a song, do it with conviction.
Absolutely.
and never apologize. But I just, from the bottom of my heart, I got to thank you for hiring me at Cube. I was not the first choice. I think I was the third choice for that job.
And yeah, well, that was the case with all of us.
Yeah. and when you finally got around to filling the position to be one of the disc jockeys, you came to me, and, you know, I was smart enough to accept the job, and I just learned so much along the way. And I would not be, certainly where I am right now and have, you know, 20 years of an incredible radio career behind me without you. And you've just been an absolute and total inspiration. And, you know, the first time I ever met you was sitting in the lobby of KJR, and I came down to watch you on the radio do Clydie and, you know, do what you do when KJR was a top 40 station. And I'll never forget those moments. And, you know, it's just you've been such an important part of my life. I really, really thank you for that.
Bob, likewise, you were the best afternoon guy that we ever had, and a great friend. And on top of that, Bob was actually, as I had the title of program director, Bob was actually the...
He did everything.
He was the program director.
Yeah, right.
And rightfully moved into that slot afterwards. And you're a great talent and a great friend. I've cherished the moments that we've had together with the family and the kids, and look forward to it even more. By the way, what the hell is your email address?
You email me stuff. Don't you realize that?
Yeah, but I never get anything back, so I figured that...
Well, he's too busy, Charlie.
Yeah, I read them. I don't return the messages.
Oh, okay, fine.
He learned that from you.
Yeah, no, you
exactly.
No, you've got my right email address.
Oh, that is, okay.
But I really did today want to do something that I've always wanted to do. Ever since, you know, you promoted me to be program director, and actually, you know, at some point I, you know, would try to give you advice and things to do, but we had so many wonderful moments together, and then, of course, there were so many trying moments that we had together, and I've always wanted to say, Charlie, you're fired!
God, it feels good, too!
A little freedom!
Yeah, there you go. Bob Case is now the manager of a harem of stations in Phoenix.
Yeah, we've got a country station and an alternative rock station and a sports station.
Well, good luck to all three of them, and good luck to
Thank you,
Bob, and love to your family.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks,
good luck and congratulations.
Thanks.
On a great career.
Thank you, Bob.
All right,
bye, guys.
See you, Bob.
Bob Case calling in from Phoenix, our last visitor here. The retirement party for Charlie, Mary, and Ty. We got to thank the KJRFM promotion department.
Absolutely.
Megan, yeah.
Megan Sweeney, Laura Reeder.
Yeah. Love them.
For doing all the behind-the-scenes work here, putting the stuff up here at FX McCrory's, and all the preparation, lining up all these people that we've heard this morning.
You think it's tough tracking down a lot of these people?
Yes.
Getting them to return calls.
Special thanks to Dean Morton, who has been our the producer for the morning for the last several months. And who has worked the hardest this morning behind the scenes.
Yes.
You don't
hear him very often. You can't, you know, what's going on, but he's flying back there at the studio. Yeah. And Daryl Rogers, who did a lot of help here putting together the audio. And
had to listen to all those tapes.
Oh, yeah. God, Daryl. So,
Louise, how it's did grim. You manage?
He's going to need some need some rest this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's the sign-off, guys.
Can we sing now, Norm?
Is that what you've always wanted to do, Mary?
No. But we got to do something. I don't know. What do you guys want to sing? Happy birthday?
Mary, no. Mary and Ty, we've come to that particular portion of the program, and... you know, they have called themselves the support staff and the infotainment and the other stuff, and they are so much more than that, both Ty and Mary. It's been, Ty especially, it's been a long, long time. Mary, not to belittle your contribution at all, but Ty, first of all, 16 years of putting up with my ego and having a heck of a lot of fun along the way, times and the bad times, and... It has been, I got to tell you, not many people in the industry get to enjoy what we have enjoyed.
Oh, I know it. I used to do regular news, and we met, shook hands, and, thought, well, you know, if I figured I could get a year out of this, and 16 years, and I look out, and there's about five or six people that started with us in 1981, mm-hmm. and it's just been incredible, and to know Charlie, and to know his family, because we've gone through births and deaths and good times and bad times, and it's just a wonderful experience. And it's tough to say goodbye because we're still friends and we're going to do stuff.
Well, let's not say goodbye then.
Okay, we won't.
And then Mary White, who 12 years ago came into our life in a way like a hurricane, this woman came in. And there's just no doubt in my mind at the time that this was the woman who was going to help Cube and the morning show go over the top. And what an incredible presence she has been. And congratulations to you, Mary. And thanks for putting up with all that you've put up with. And you have, for somebody who had no radio knowledge at all, she bopped in. And she absolutely was a thrill to work with because she always kept us on our toes. If you've listened, you know that. And I want to thank you, Mary. It's been great. It's been great working with you.
Thank you, too, Charlie.
Great working with you, Ty.
Oh, it's wonderful working with you.
Thanks. Okay, now we have to stop now.
And I gotta say, it's wonderful working with our moderator this morning.
Our host and moderator.
Big bad Norm.
And also thanks, of course, to Mike Lochey, who gave us all the chance. And thanks to those who came before us. But Michael in particular, because Michael was the man with the vision. But more than that, there's a lot of people who have ideas and a lot of people who have vision. Michael had the talent and the raw guts to say, yeah, we can do this. And Michael Lochey is the guy that that made it all happen, and we are all beholden to him. And I thank you, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Well done.
All right. Well, in the words of Clarabelle the Clown, goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, kids.
Goodbye, kids.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you. Yeah.
Up before the dawn, and I really have enjoyed my stay, but I must be moving on. Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne, I'm a early morning lover, and I must be moving on. Now I believe in what you say, undisputed truth, but I have to have things my own way to keep me in my youth. Like a ship without an anchor, like a slave without a chain, just a thought of those sweet ladies as a ship out through my veins. And I will go on shining, shining like brand new. I'll never look behind me, my troubles will be few.
Stranger, it's been nice. Won't you find out? Hey, goodbye. just can't tell. Some they will and some they won't, and some it's just as well. You can laugh at my behavior, that'll never bother me. Say the devil is my savior.